I can change a tire on the side of a road. Yeah, I know a few things a man ought to know. How to know when it's love, how to stay when it's tough, how to know you're messing up a good thing, and how to fix it before it's too late. Same as I can take it down, and how to keep it hidden when a heart gets broke. Yeah, I know a few things a man ought to know. How to know when it's love, how to stay when it's tough, how to know you're messing up a good thing, and how to fix it before it's too late.
AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meeting today with his security cabinet is expected to ask for approval of plans to seize all of Gaza City. But hostage families like Eddie Israeli say this is not the right priority.
We need, first of all, a deal for all the hostages. Afterwards, you would be able to do whatever you need to do.
And the Kremlin says that Vladimir Putin could meet with President Trump in a matter of days, but the White House says there's been no meeting scheduled and that any meeting would require Putin to meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky, which Russia has declined to do. President Trump also said he's demanding that undocumented immigrants be excluded from the census, but the 14th Amendment says the count is to be of the whole number of persons in each state. Hot, dry conditions in the West have fire weather alerts in effect across seven states, including most of Utah and Wyoming. This is ABC News. A new study finds a majority of young adults are delaying some milestones to focus on independence and financial security.
In 1975, almost half of 25 to 34-year-olds had experienced what are considered the four milestones of adulthood: moving out of their parents' home, getting a job, getting married, and having children. But a new U.S. Census Bureau working paper finds nearly 50 years later, less than a quarter of U.S. adults have achieved those same milestones. And researchers theorize it's a result of young adults today prioritizing economic security over starting a family, partially due to the cost of housing and other life needs. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Authorities in Australia say the Great Barrier Reef has experienced its greatest annual loss of live coral in four decades. The Australian Institute of Marine Science says that's predominantly caused by heat driven by climate change, and warning the habitat faces a volatile future. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlique helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlique Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
If you have back-to-school shopping to do, then you should make Macy's your first stop. That's because your Macy's store has back-to-school essentials at incredible prices, like complete looks from Epic Threads, Levi's, and Abercrombie Kids, character outfits from Hello Kitty, Mickey, and Minnie Mouse, plus backpacks from JanSport and High Sierra. The best part? Get it all for 25 to 50% off. That's right, up to half off. But hurry in. These back-to-school deals start Friday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Very warm and muggy today, with high temperatures climbing to the upper 80s. Then this afternoon, showers and thunderstorms spark. Rolling into our evening, they should wind down late tonight, giving way to a very sunny, hot, and humid Friday. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free from BCI Bath & Shower. 1-800-329-4115. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. The appeals process begins for the man convicted of the murder and dismemberment of a 19-year-old Milwaukee woman.
34-year-old Maxwell Anderson was sentenced to life in prison without parole last week after a jury found him guilty in June in the death of Sade Robinson. Anderson showed no remorse during sentencing and said he'd appeal. He filed notice of intent to pursue post-conviction relief on Tuesday and requests that the Public Defender's Office appoint counsel for him. The Wisconsin Department of Corrections online portal shows that Anderson was moved to Dodge Correctional Institution in Waupun on Monday. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A Madison-based provider of cancer prevention tests is cutting a portion of its workforce. Exact Sciences is eliminating 200 positions in Wisconsin. 80 of those jobs are based at the company's Madison headquarters. 120 of them are remote. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
More than 6 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease, and two-thirds are women. Hi, I'm Cherie Sample Hughes, Chair for Women in Government. Alzheimer's disease progresses slowly over 10 to 20 years in stages. Recognizing symptoms early could help make a difference. A timely diagnosis may allow for more options, including access to emerging care. Speak with your doctor to see if testing is the right next step for you and your family. Find more information at womeningovernment.org.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News This Hour being brought to you by Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning. With around-the-clock fitness and tanning access to Rand, Amplify Health by Gunderson Mondovi Clinic, affiliated with Tri-County Community Hospital. Numbers RS, your daily money manager, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. And NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Two Western Wisconsin State Fair exhibitors sold their animals at last night's governor's auction at the State Fair. Logan Bennett of Durand sold his Reserve Grand Champion Market Barrow to the Beazle Meat Consortium for $15,000, while Josie Lorenz of Woodville sold her Grand Champion steer for $35,000 to the Kohler Corporation. Wisconsin State Fair continues through Sunday. The Pierce County Fair is also getting underway today and will also run through Sunday in Ellsworth. The Buffalo County Sheriff's Department is advising motorists that Highway E in the city of Alma from Main Street to 2nd Street is closed due to a collapse of a retaining wall. Motorists have been advised to use Cedar Street to access 2nd Street in Alma. Currently, Highway E will remain closed until that retaining wall is repaired. Authorities are releasing the name of an Eau Claire County jail inmate who died at that facility earlier this week. Authorities found 39-year-old Robert Manning Harris dead on Monday. The cause of death remains undetermined. Autopsy results have shown no evidence of trauma. Winona firefighters responded to a building fire near Winona Middle School yesterday. According to fire officials, the building was a workshop used for ISD 861 and suffered moderate fire, smoke, and water damage. The building was unoccupied and no injuries were reported. The cause of that fire is still under investigation. More than 150 new high schools, including Alma, Durand, Arkansas, Mondovi, Plum City, and Pepin, have all joined the Direct Admit Wisconsin program. Under the Universities of Wisconsin System program, qualified high school students from participating high schools are automatically admitted to go up to 10 UW schools without ever having to submit an application. Students must choose to participate in the program and are admitted based on their grades and coursework after completion of their junior year. They must meet all admission requirements, enroll for their senior year of high school, and stay on track to graduate. In total, Direct Admit Wisconsin delivered more than 35,000 admission offers to high school seniors from 467 high schools. You're listening to WRDN News.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
A downtown Durand business is planning on reopening. The Rooster Tail Bar and Grill closed after a fire in February. In a social media post, the business announced that after months of planning and other challenges, the renovations to rebuild the business are now underway. The Rooster Tail is thanking the community for its patience and support while they make the necessary renovations to reopen in the future. Over $110 million has been approved for building projects across Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers announced Wednesday that the State Building Commission approved the projects. One seeks to improve sidewalk infrastructure at the state capitol, while another will be improving UW Stout's Robert S. Swanson Library and Learning Center. Evers stressed the importance of investing in Wisconsin's future in the announcement. The Eau Claire Parks, Recreation, and Forestry Department's 2025 Doggy Swim Fest is just around the corner. Registrations are now being accepted from dog owners who want to allow their pets to take a dip at the Fairfax Pool before it is drained for the season. Now, the cost is $15 a dog. More details on the August 24th event can be found at the City of Eau Claire website. Now, the City of Durand is also considering allowing dogs to go for a swim at the end of the day on August 24th at the Tarrant Park Pool. However, no decision on that has yet been made. Applications are now being accepted to fill a vacancy on the Chippewa Falls City Council. Those interested in filling the opening for District 4 alder person must live in the district. The position opened after Councilmember Scott Sullivan resigned 2 weeks ago. Just recently, District 5 councilperson Heather Martell also announced that she would resign from the council. More details on the arrest of a man in Wabasha County after a manhunt. The Wabasha County Sheriff's Department said that after the 12-hour active search for Drew Douglas Wisco Davis, he was taken into custody at 8:30 p.m. Tuesday night near Wabasha County Road 67. Davis had eluded authorities for the prior 12 hours after an accident in Wabasha after stealing a vehicle. Now, according to the Wabasha County Sheriff's Department, Davis is facing first-degree burglary charges. The date of his first court appearance is not known at this time. You're listening to WRDN News.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready? Coming.
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your healthcare should keep up. At Emplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day, in-person, or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
The new owner of Deep Thought, the boat abandoned on a Milwaukee beach last year, is the man who towed it off the beach. Jeff Piller of All City Towing won the boat for just over $2,500. His bidding closed this week. Piller says he and his staff just couldn't bear to get rid of the boat. The boat is covered in street art and murals, and Piller says he'll try to preserve parts of it as an art piece. His winning bid was far less than the $20,000 the county was hoping to recoup the costs of the boat's removal. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Do Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keep coming back? Tremfya, guselkumab, may help, with rapid remission achieved at 12 weeks and lasting clinical remission at 1 year. Some even saw visible improvement of their intestinal lining at 12 weeks and 1 year. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active Crohn's disease and adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Healing is possible with Tremfya. Approximately 3 out of 10 patients were in endoscopic remission at 1 year, based on areas visualized on colonoscopy, which may not represent the deeper bowel layer or entire GI tract. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Very warm and muggy today, with high temperatures climbing to the upper 80s. Then this afternoon, showers and thunderstorms spark. Rolling into our evening, they should wind down late tonight, giving way to a very sunny, hot, and humid Friday. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free from BCI Bath & Shower. 1-800-329-4115. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
The Packers are wrapping up their practice week today, getting ready for Saturday night's preseason opener against the Jets at Lambeau Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Quarterback Malik Willis will get plenty of playing time. He was asked if there's anything he wants to showcase during the preseason.
Nah, I just want to get ready for practice tomorrow and try to get better. That's all you can do is take it one day at a time. You'll never know when you're going to wake up tomorrow, you know what I mean? I'll just be grateful, blessed to wake up, take advantage of the day we got.
Brewers off today after last night's 5-4 win over the Braves. Milwaukee finished a perfect 6-0 on the road trip, winning for the 70th time this season. That gives them the best record in baseball and a 4-game lead on the Cubs atop the Central Division. Big Ten men's ice hockey tournament will be shifting to a 2-week single elimination format beginning March of of 2026. All games played will be on campus. Previously, the tournament included a three-weekend format with a best-of-three first-round quarterfinal followed by single-game weekends of semifinal and championship games. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Give me those sauces, grab the chicken strips, let's dunk them in there, there's nothing like it. Hey, I'm Joey.
And I'm Josh.
And we're team members at our local Chick-fil-A.
And a little thing you'll love about the Chick-fil-A chicken strips is dipping them in our sauces.
My sauce is the barbecue sauce.
If you wanted to add sweet, tangy flavors, there's nothing like it.
I love the garden herb ranch sauce, but if you want a little bit more kick in the spicy side, you can mix it with buffalo sauce.
Dipping them in our sauces, it is perfection.
It's the summer of Chick-fil-A chicken strips and sauces. Order now on the Chick-fil-A app. Team members paid for their testimonials.
Briscoe is eyeing points as the playoffs near. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love.
Want to know the latest with short track racing around the country? Well, one show has you covered, NASCAR Coast to Coast. Hi, I'm Chris Wilner. Join me each week as we break down the biggest headlines in grassroots racing and in NASCAR's regional and touring series. We'll also talk with rising stars from your favorite short track. Once again, it's NASCAR Coast to Coast. And you can watch or listen today on YouTube, Facebook, MRN.com, or on your favorite podcast platform.
80 million listeners depend on AM radio to always be on, delivering news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports you can trust. AM radio also delivers vital emergency information when you need it most. Text AM to 39179. Tell Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Chase Briscoe has accumulated 7 playoff points in the first 23 races of the regular season, with 5 of those coming from a win at the Pocono Raceway. Those 7 points have him 8th on the current playoff grid, tied with 3 other drivers. And he says that every playoff point will go a long way toward his playoff seeding during these next 3 weeks.
It's really, really top heavy, and then the rest of the field only has, 7 or 5 points. So it makes it where if you can even just get, a couple playoff points from a stage win, but especially a race win, and get that 5 extra.
Denny Hamlin has accumulated the most with 24. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Dead trees, branches, and brush on your property can be put to good use. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Build a brush pile and create quality escape and nesting cover for wildlife as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Huge brush pile in the field, a back corner of the yard, or along the edge of a timber can provide shelter and quality habitat needs for small animals and birds. Scott Shalloway is a wildlife biologist in West Virginia. He says it's perfectly fine to toss your trees and other herbaceous materials in a heap and call it good. But if you really want to cater to the critters, start with a foundation of concrete blocks and PVC pipe.
And that provides little tunnels and escape avenues for small mammals and reptiles, too, once you get the brush pile built. And then once you get that stuff in place, then I like to build a tic-tac-toe board arrangement of branches, build that up maybe 4 or 5 layers high.
Then put a cover on it. Something like an old sheet of plywood or sheet metal will prevent the pile from getting waterlogged in the rain and offer extra protection in the snow. On top of that, add a few more logs and brushy material. Shalloway says you don't have to build the pile all at once. Add to it as the materials become available. The brush pile won't decompose, but gravity will pull it down over time.
So it's a good idea to just get in the habit of maybe once a year gathering up material that has presented itself and just adding to the pile. Bigger is better. You can't make a brush pile too big, and so you can add to it over time, and the bigger it is, the longer it'll last.
Evaluate the success of your brush pile simply by observing it. Early in the morning, watch for songbirds leaving. If predators are patrolling the area, you'll see critters dashing inside to escape danger. When it snows, look for tracks around the perimeter. Find more tips for building a brush pile for wildlife at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you have a 2004 or newer vehicle that's out of warranty or about to be, Endurance is urgently notifying U.S. drivers about their low-cost vehicle coverage plan designed to save drivers thousands on rising vehicle repair costs. Those who qualify can pick their plan, coverage, and repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental cars included. All covered repairs get paid directly to the repair shop for you. Call now for your free quote. Call 800-342-1834. That's 800-342-1834.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Grain markets mostly higher in midday. This is the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen with this market update. Mike Castle from StoneX joins us for midday commentary. And Mike, looking over at the grains and oil seeds, we are trending higher into midday Thursday. Monster weekly export sales number for corn. Maybe we're finding a bottom here. What are you tracking in the grains here today?
Yeah, it certainly feels like it's been quite a while that we've seen this much green on the screen, right? With, you know, everything kind of pushing higher. But like you mentioned there, gigantic new crop corn sales, again, just under 125 million bushels. That's huge. You know, cumulatively, we are now more than double on new crop corn sales versus where we sat at this time last year. Continues to be our strongest pace since 2021. And I would argue that we're in a better position now than we were then, because in 2021, those huge sales were primarily going to China. And this year, it's not just one destination. And even in this week's weekly sales, it was more massive sales to Mexico, Colombia, Japan, South Korea. So we're well ahead of normal paces. We're at red hot paces across the board for them. And we're, you know, not necessarily seeing as much counterparty risk as if we were relying on one destination like we were in 21. So it's a positive. Now, the less positive side of that, obviously, if we are going to grow as big of a crop as we expect, we need exports to be massive, right? The average analyst estimates for next week's WASDE from the USDA is for national corn yield to rise from their current 181 up to 184.3. You know, as a reminder, the, you know, all-time high is what we set last year at 179.3. So that's still 5 bushels an acre above our previous record crop, which means an awful lot of corn. So it's great to see the demand keeping pace, but keep in mind we are still growing a monster crop out there. And it really wasn't just the corn side of things where we saw really nice export sales today. Soybeans, old crop-wise, blew past their expectations at 17.2 million bushels. That was the highest we've seen here since the first week of July. And new crop at 20 million, I mean, it's decent, but we are kind of getting into the point of year where we want to see those picking up. Obviously, we'll be harvesting in the Midwest not too far from now, so we're going to need a home for all those beans. You know, you talk about the fact that corn sales are more than double where they sat at this time last year. Unfortunately, the soybean side is kind of the opposite story. We're currently about 20% below where we sat at this time last year. And again, on both, nothing sold to China.
All right, Mike Castle from StoneX. Moderate gains in the grain trade. Cattle futures now triple digits higher into the noon hour. This is the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Well, you've heard about remote working. What about remote ranching? Well, it is a real thing in U.S. agriculture. We'll explain coming up.
Hey, gut yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Remote ranching is a new and growing thing in rural America. Dr. Maria Silverina, Director of Research at the Noble Research Institute, talks about ranching via technology.
Virtual fencing is one of the tools that you can use to manipulate your cow herd from your computer, basically. So it allows you to graze where and when you want to, and reduce labor cost, reduces the cost associated with a traditional fence. It makes it much easier to change the animals, rotate the animals. So the study that I present today was comparing rotational system versus a continuous stocking system. So yeah, we did all the manipulation, animal manipulation from the computer. So that was easy.
Silveria says the technology worked better than she thought it would.
To me, one of the biggest surprises, first, I wasn't very positive that technology was actually going to work. And I was expecting to encounter all sorts of technical issues, animal getting stuck to plant a shrub with the collar, losing a lot of collars, the collars malfunctioning because of the harsh environment where we're testing. But it was very surprising to me to see that none of that happened.
She says that each animal is equipped with a collar.
There's a battery operated. They're GPS enabled. So install the collars on the animals. There's a training period, which is fast as well. It took us only 4 to 5 days to train the animals. So that collar, what it happens, you determine the area where you want the animals to graze. If they approach the area, they'll have a sound cue. So you tell them you're not supposed to be there. If they advance further, they'll get a shock stimulus. But fairly quickly, they learn to associate the sound with the shock. So they learn not to do that.
She says that a system like this may most likely benefit producers who want to try or are currently using rotational grazing systems. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says that a bipartisan appropriations committee bill has advanced out of the Senate. The bill for agriculture rule development in the Food and Drug Administration would provide $1.87 billion for agriculture research services at USDA. The bill would also provide $1.6 billion for the National Institute of Food and Agriculture. The bill would also include $12 million for the Dairy Business Innovation Initiative. And the bill would also include another $10 million for the Farm and Ranch Stress Assistance Network, as well as supporting a language that requests USDA coordinate with HHS to assess the feasibility of a national crisis hotline for farmers. Recent illnesses have state health officials in Florida warning about raw milk. The Florida Department of Health has issued what it calls an update on raw milk. The update comes after more than 20 people, including six children, became sick after consuming raw milk from the same farm. Several people had to be hospitalized. Raw milk, of course, is unpasteurized and can contain bacteria that can lead to different illnesses. There are consumers, however, that claim raw milk tastes better and helps with conditions like asthma and allergy. In 2023, small family farms sold $2.4 billion worth of food commodities directly to consumers, more than any other farm type, through outlets like farmers markets, farm stands, and community-supported agriculture. A small family farm is an operation with a gross cash farm income under $350,000, where most of the assets are owned by the producer, their household, or relatives. Mid-sized family farms, defined as having a gross cash farm income between $350,000 and $999,000, and non-family farms of any size reported far less in direct-to-consumer sales at $652 million and $402 million, respectively. Instead, non-family farms sold the bulk of their edible products, valued at $7.6 billion, through local or regional or intermediate markets, such as local distributors or wholesalers. Large-scale family farms with the gross cash farm income of at least $1 million used the retail markets at $2.3 billion and intermediate markets at $11.3 billion to sell locally or regionally branded foods, with smaller shares going directly to consumers. Vietnam is facing a growing outbreak of African swine fever. Swineweb.com says state media reports the number of infections has more than tripled in 2 weeks. That's triggering an urgent government intervention and raising fresh concerns about global pork supply chains. As of early August, more than 900 outbreaks were reported in Vietnam, up sharply from just over 500 in mid-July. Vietnam's Ministry of Agriculture says the number of infected pigs soared from 30,000 to more than 100,000. The quick rise in case numbers prompted Vietnam's prime minister to issue an urgent directive calling on all provinces and relevant agencies to take immediate action to contain the virus. AccuWeather long-range experts say the transition to autumn will bring cooler air and sweater weather to millions of Americans. Others, though, will deal with lingering summer heat, tropical storms, hurricane wildfires, or a smoky haze.
Areas in the middle of the country, including Kansas to Wisconsin, will experience very pleasant and calm stretches of fall weather that will be perfect for all types of outdoor events, including the harvest, said long-range expert Paul Pastelak. Other areas across the eastern and western U.S. will face some stubborn summer-like heat and humidity sticking around this autumn. AccuWeather long-range experts say the warmest weather compared to the historical average will be focused on areas from California to Texas and northward to Oregon and Idaho. The colder air will first arrive and be most pronounced in North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Michigan. Flurries are also expected earlier than normal. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Now's the time of year when most propane companies send out contracts for next year. But before you make a commitment, ask yourself, are you happy with the service you received? I mean, it's easy now, but what about during the coldest days of winter? Chippewa Valley Energy provides propane and fuel to over 13 counties in western Wisconsin. Most importantly, Chippewa Valley Energy brings you dependable deliveries with 24-hour service, no matter what the weather. And when it comes to home heat, Chippewa Valley Energy features a scheduled delivery program perfect for today's lifestyle. Visit their Facebook page or website, ChippewaValleyEnergy.com. Your energy choice made easy. Chippewa Valley Energy.
The weather will warm up as a warm front moves through the region in our ag weather forecast. With the warm front, we'll have higher relative humidity values. Also, we'll have some chances of showers and storms at times into the weekend. Partly sunny throughout the day today, a slight chance of a shower or storm. Highs 82 to 87, relative humidities at 61 to 66%. South winds at 5 to 8, a trace to 5 one-hundredths of an inch of precipitation possible. We'll see about 6 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 66 to 71, relative humidities at 95 to 100%, southeast winds at 5 to 8. For Friday, partly sunny, warmer, highs 88 to 93, relative humidities at 56 to 61%. Southwest winds at 7 to 12. We'll see about 8 hours of sunshine. For Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 85 to 90. Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85. Monday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of a shower and storm, highs 80 to 85. Tuesday, continued sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85. And for Wednesday, sunshine, highs 85 to 90.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I'll be glad to explain it if it's too hard.
took 2 weeks vacation for the honeymoon. A couple tickets all inclusive down in Cancun. I couldn't get my money back, so I'm in seat 7A. I'm getting drunk on a plane. I bet the fella on the out thought I was crazy, 'cause I taped your picture to the seat back right beside me. Now I've got empty mini bottles filling both our trays. I'm getting drunk on a plane.
Fine drinks for everybody but the pilot, it's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is some sexy lady. This date marked on the calendar forever. We take that new wed limo airport ride together. I feel like a plastic groom alone there at the top of the cake. So hey, I'm getting drunk on a plane.
Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot. It's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is something sexy. Cheap champagne out of a real glass. And when we land, I'll call her up and tell her, kiss my. 'Cause hey, I'm drunk on a plane.
Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot. It's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is so sexy, leaning, pouring coke and whiskey.
The latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Girl, you taught me how to hurt real bad and cry myself to sleep. Show me how this town shatters dreams. Another lesson about came to Babylon, found out that the pie don't taste so sweet. Now his guitar's Cadillac, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets that I call home. Yeah, my guitar's Cadillac, hillbilly music, the only thing that keeps me hanging on. wasted life. The pain and scars all left me. Oh, but thank you, girl, for teaching me brand new ways to be cruel. If I can find my mind now, I guess I'll just leave.
of dancing cowboys and good-hearted women. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
She said, I need some time to find myself. I need a little space to think. And maybe we should start seeing other people. And baby, things are moving way too fast for me. So I picked up what was left of my pride. And I put on my walking shoes. Got up on that high road, and I did what any gentleman would do. I got a brand new girlfriend. We went and jumped off a deep end. Flew out to LA for the weekend. Spent the whole day lying on the beach wearing nothing but a smile, playing kissy kissy smoochy smoochy, talking mushy mushy about nothing. Just like a kid again. I got a brand new girlfriend. I love it when she calls me Buttercup. She laughs and says I left the toilet seat up. She pops the top for me a cold beer and says my buddy's always welcome here. When I get hungry, she takes me out. I'm riding shotgun like a Shih Tzu hound. My tail's a wagon, my tongue's hanging out. It makes me wanna shout. I got a brand new girlfriend. We went and jumped off the deep end. Flew out to LA for the weekend. Spent the whole day lying on the beach wearing nothing but a smile, playing kissy kissy smoochy smoochy, talking mushy mushy about nothing. Man, I think I'm on to something. Just like a kid again.
And she hadn't even told me she loves me yet.
I got a brand new girlfriend. We went and jumped off the deep end. We fly to LA for the weekend. Spend the whole day lying on the beach wearing nothing but a smile, playing kids.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Senator John Cornyn of Texas says the FBI has agreed to help.